I never even came close to sleeping with him.
Why? Because you were standing up?
We didn't have sex, Linda.
Oh!
We didn't have sex.
Well, what do you call it?
We fooled around.
Oh!
We fooled around. I used to love saying that phrase. Like back in high school when I used to lie about my action to everyone. Oh, yeah, I fooled around with her. Yeah, I mean, we didn't do anything really major, but we fooled around a little bit.
Everything but.
Yeah, because I'm getting some action too, man. That's right.
I can just see you.
See that girl right over there? I fooled around with her. Because what does fooling around actually mean?
Fooling around.
It meant, like, just...
walking by her.
Yeah, back in those days,
I wanted to fool around, because that was the phrase. But I don't know, I didn't know we were still using it, Monica. But in the 80s, it didn't mean you did everything but.
Because
everything but, that's what you said, we did everything but, meaning oral, big time.
Yeah.
There was the big...
Oral, big time?
There was the big O. See, once you did the big O, it surpassed fooling around.
Yes.
But you did everything but, meaning no oral, no real sex, you fooled around.
Yeah.
All right?
Zach is kind of like petting each other type stuff.
Heavy petting.
Petting? What are you, Dr. Ruth? Petting?
Well...
What am I, a cocker spaniel?
Good doggy.
I always hated that phrase, too.
Petting?
Petting?
People who use the phrase petting. I used to listen to Dr. Ruth's radio show when I was 11, hoping it would help me get some action. I'd learn some stuff because I wasn't learning anything anyway. And she always said, do you pet? Do you stroke? You kiss, hug, and pet?
Well,
this is Dr. Ruth Westheimer. My telephone number is 1-800. Dr. Ruth, give me some action.
Part of your problem is growing up, you learned about sex from Dr. Ruth and Emmanuel. I mean, that's...
Yeah, it's kind
scary.
Of a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
Did you do grooming like the monkeys do, where they eat the lice out of each other's head?
Oh, nice.
Sam?
Yeah.
That is great.
Do the cars, bro.
Also building in the S-curves in Kennydale area, both directions on the freaking 405.
Oh. So, Terry, are you going to let us know at this time? Can you confirm for us that Terry Free, all of 34 years of age, has numerous times in her life been pet?
Been pet? Well, like I said, yeah, I mean... When
everybody's petted.
Everybody's petted. Everybody has done the petting.
You pet animals. You don't pet people.
You can pet.
Steven, have you been pet?
Well, I would say so. I mean, I think that petting includes, kind of...
Feeling up.
Not necessarily feeling up, but I mean, if there's a little skin
touchdown.
Time, I think that's petting.
Skin time?
Yeah.
Skin time?
Mm-hmm. Like you're touching, the skin.
I don't know. You guys go and pet.
You know, we got Billy and T over here.
How about if you guys want to, like, get off an hour early this morning so you guys can go home to your significant others and pet.
I have no
Terry has
other.
No. Steven, if you want to go pet, I mean, I don't want to stand in the way of your ability to have ample petting time this morning.